Welcome to What's New in National Defense Magazine, a podcast on military, homeland security, and technology trends, available on Apple News. In this episode, National Defense discusses the Navy's new aircraft carrier, Project Convergence 22, and X-ray machines that could make the job easier for bomb techs. This month's episode is brought to you by LinQuest. First, ordered in 2008 and commissioned in 2017, the USS Gerald R. Ford embarked on its maiden deployment in October, years behind schedule and billions over budget. The Navy is hoping that it is all water under the bridge as the first-in-class carrier demonstrates capabilities that could prove critical for a possible conflict with China. The carrier got underway in the Atlantic with a coalition of Allied and NATO forces. Phases of the new deployment include strike group steaming, air defense exercises, marine domain awareness, long-range maritime strike, and anti-submarine warfare exercises, a Navy official said. The carrier's advantages come from 23 new technologies. One major advance was replacing decades-old steam and mechanical launching and arresting systems with electronic systems. They have wider tolerances than the mechanical systems, which is essential for launching smaller and lighter aircraft like unmanned systems needed in a high-end fight. Plus, the larger hangar bay and flight deck of the Ford allow the Navy to move quickly to transport and deploy more aircraft. In addition to the launching and arresting gear, the Ford boasts upgrades to other critical systems, such as advanced weapons elevators and dual-band radar technology. The main question now is whether the new carrier is over the substantial growing pains of integrating the systems on it, one expert said. A Congressional Research Service report detailed the history of problems in the deployment of the carrier and raised concerns that not all of the bugs have been eliminated. The report noted that the Ford is nearly $3 billion, or 27% over the 2008 budget. That could increase based on any new problems that crop up during the deployment. The cost overrun has implications for the next three Ford-class carriers: the John F. Kennedy, scheduled for delivery in June of 2024, the Enterprise, to be delivered in March of 2028, and the Doris Miller, projected for a February 2032 delivery. The Navy projects that the Ford-class carriers will recoup some costs by having longer lifespans and requiring less maintenance and smaller crews. Next, the Army recently hosted the Air Force, Navy, Marine Corps, and, for the first time, international partners and allies to integrate technologies and test multi-domain operations during its yearly modernization experiment. The Army's third annual Project Convergence put the service's range and capabilities to the test with a series of experiments and events held at multiple locations. Warfighters from the United States, United Kingdom, and Australia spent weeks testing approximately 300 technologies and new operational concepts to demonstrate how the services might one day fight as a joint force. Project Convergence is the Army's version of Joint All-Domain Command and Control, or JADC2. The concept seeks to connect sensors and shooters from all of the services and domains, including air, land, sea, cyber, and space, under a single network. The technologies the Army tested during this year's experiment included long-range fires, unmanned aerial vehicles, autonomous fighting vehicles, and next-generation sensors. The experiment was divided into two scenarios that focused on separate environments where all-domain command and control will give the Pentagon an edge during future operations, an Air Force official said. This year, the United Kingdom and Australia brought their own technologies and warfighters to participate in both Project Convergence scenarios, while representatives from Canada, France, Israel, Japan, South Korea, and New Zealand were invited to observe. The first experiment, Scenario Alpha demonstrated how the services and allies could establish an integrated air and missile defense system and provide joint fires at a significant range in the Indo-Pacific. This allowed the services and allies to form kill webs, multipath and multidirectional and resilient attack structures, instead of linear kill chains, an Army official said. The second experiment of Project Convergence, Scenario Bravo, focused on a contested land-based environment similar to the European theater. The scenario tested a number of robotic and autonomous capabilities and how data can be shared between the services and international allies. While both scenarios showed progress with integration and data sharing, a big challenge moving forward will be understanding how the Army can process data quickly while also providing adequate training for future commanders, an Army official said. Even with the new challenges brought on by this year's Project Convergence, leaders are optimistic that future experiments will continue informing JADC2. Last, MicroX Limited, based near Adelaide, Australia, has been making inroads in a variety of sectors with its lighter, smaller, and more rugged X-ray machines. Traditional machines use tubes that convert electrical input into X-rays. They are made of tungsten and become hot, requiring oil to keep them cool. MicroX's machine uses carbon nanotubes technology and therefore don't overheat, a company official said. The new materials result in a dramatic reduction in size and weight. Medical X-ray machines can weigh nearly 2 tons, while MicroX Rover machines weigh about 176 pounds, meaning they can be wheeled between rooms at a hospital instead of making patients leave their beds. The company is also developing a hand-carried X-ray scanner for bomb disposal technicians who want to peer inside unexploded ordnance or abandoned bags that may contain improvised explosive devices. The new IED X-ray camera is light enough to be carried by a medium-sized ground robot. Further, the X-ray technology has eliminated the need for an EOD technician to place a panel or plate behind the object for the X-rays to bounce off and provide an image. It uses backscatter technology to return the picture. Technicians have a graphic user interface that helps them see and interpret images, which could also be illegal drugs or other organic matter. The software can also be used as a measuring tool to see exactly how far a component is inside a device. A technician could then determine the location of the power source inside the bomb. The company worked closely with the Australian Defence Force and Special Weapons and Tactics teams to design the system for ease of use and to reduce the cognitive load, the official said. Meanwhile, the U.S. Department of Homeland Security has awarded 2 research and development contracts to see if the technology could be used in passenger or baggage screening for the Transportation Security Administration. Check out our website and read more stories in the most recent issue of National Defense at www.nationaldefensemagazine.org, and look for copies at Barnes & Noble and Books A Million stores across the United States. LinQuest is proud to sponsor today's podcast. From concept to capability, LinQuest is a national security space leader that enables defenses and intelligence missions through advanced digital solutions and the development, integration, and operation of mission-critical systems.